The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Scott likes to hear the music, but holy cow. It is What's on Your Mind. Are you kidding me? Is Scott not going to show up for the show today?
I'm here.
Wow.
Hello?
Oh, he is here. Hi, Scott.
Are you hearing me on the phone or on the usual Super 9?
It sounds like that would be a phone thing there.
Because I am connected to you in the normal way, so I don't know why exactly you're not able to...
Well, I'm glad you could call the show, Scott. What's on your mind today?
I've been sitting here waiting for the show to begin, but...
it began. I just thought maybe you were just wanting to hear the whole song and you were just going to wait until it was completely over. I just couldn't help myself and had to jump right in.
No, I don't really know what the scoop is, but...
you may have gotten disconnected there.
We may have, yeah.
Yes?
What's very strange is that I'm hearing things from the feed that is very different than what I'm supposed to be hearing from our friends at GCM. So I'm not exactly sure what they have going on there at GCM.
Here, I thought you were calling your own show. For the first time, Scott's going to be a caller on his own show.
Yeah, well, actually, what we could do is we could tell Spence Nerdly and the team at GCM that I'm hearing what I'm not supposed to be hearing on Access 10, and also that that you're not hearing me in the normal way that you should through Access 10. So they have some work to do at our world headquarters.
Exactly. Scott from Fargo, what's on your mind?
And, you know, the sad part of this is we have a very busy program and not a lot of time to find out what's on the minds of folks, but we do have the keynote speaker here that will be speaking. Robert Bryce is an author, a journalist, and a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute. And the Manhattan Institute is a big deal. That's all I can tell you. I mean, it's everything you need to know. What they do at the Manhattan Institute is think, right? And they sort of... think outside of the day-to-day headlines and, what's happening in Congress today, and they just think big picture. And it's a good time to think big picture in North Dakota. So let me say hi to Robert Bryce. Robert, how are you?
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yes, with all the technical logical marvel we have here, we're reduced to having this conversation on a cell phone, but it works.
But it's remarkable that it's able to happen at all.
Yeah, exactly. So, I don't know, their IT people are talking to our IT people, and we're figuring it out.
No problem.
Anyway, you talk a lot about energy and have been writing about it since 1989. I love what the Manhattan Institute does in a way about thinking about all this. But just big picture, where are we at today in North Dakota?
Well, North Dakota is in a remarkably enviable position vis-a-vis any of the states in the U.S., vis-a-vis any region in the world. The production of hydrocarbons the increase in production of hydrocarbons that has occurred here in North Dakota just in the last few years. I mean, truly, 5-10 years ago, no one saw this coming. And it is part of a broader trend in the United States of producing oil and gas from shale that, again, no one saw coming and is benefiting the entire U.S. It's an unbelievable turn of events. It's incredibly positive for the U.S. Yesterday's announcement from Badlands NGL that they're going to domicile here with a master limited partnership that ultimately will have 500 employees and a $4 billion plant. With the value added. The governor opened up the conference today by saying value added is the future of North Dakota. That's a pretty big deal. There's so many headlines and so many different projects on the drawing board. I think people lose track of this. This one to me seems very different because like we have a robust ag industry, like we have a robust oil and gas production, this seems like a whole nother realm now in manufacturing that's never been done here as a result of what's happening. Is this a really big deal? Well, it is a big deal, and it's of a piece broadly, Scott, with what also is happening across the U.S. So you have this $4 billion NGL to polyethylene plant. You have new fertilizer plants, $3 billion in investment here, capital investment here in North Dakota, again, based on what's coming out of the ground of natural gas and natural gas liquids. But this, again, is just part of the broader trend here in the U.S. where we're seeing tens of billions of dollars of foreign capital flowing into the U.S. to take advantage of low-cost energy. A couple of quick examples. One is Sasol, the South African company, spending $21 billion, the biggest foreign direct investment ever made in the United States, on a new gas-to-liquids plant in Louisiana. You have the Egyptians and the Pakistanis both coming to the U.S. building fertilizer plants. You have Vallourec, a French company, building a steel plant in Youngstown, Ohio. I mean, this is all of a piece with this incredible investment now happening in the U.S., all because of the shale gale.
Yeah, it's impossible to quantify. North Dakotans, you might have figured out, I know this is your second trip here, but we're kind of a stoic bunch. We kind of, you know, look at the shoes, kind of Scandinavian, and you really think, okay, what's the next shoe that's going to drop? You just anticipate something bad happening around the corner. Is there any bad around the corner?
Well, of course, you know, there's a lot of worry today, and I was just reading about OPEC and price cuts in the oil market, and, you know, will go down significantly to $60, $70. I don't know. You know, of course, if that were to happen, then that would take some of the shine off of what's happening in here in North Dakota. But at the same time, you know, the momentum behind the industry, both here in North Dakota and Texas and Pennsylvania, now in Ohio, in Louisiana, is incredible. And the amount of capital that's been deployed already is incredible. So even if we see a slowdown in prices, it's not going to stop the industry altogether. No way, no how.
Yeah, a lot of smart people in the industry seem to refer to this more as a resource-based play just because of the vast amount of resources that we still only get 5% of out of that shale versus a price-based play. It means a lot of big boys, but they have the pockets to weather the storms, however that price fluctuates. Do you agree with that assessment?
Well, that's an interesting way to think about it. I think I'd come back at you this way, Scott, which is this. Look at what's happening with the super majors. For years, decades even, the big players in the oil and gas business, Chevron, Exxon, Shell, were going overseas because they thought that was where they were going to get the best return on their capital. Now what's happening? They're coming back to the U.S. Why? Because they understand the resource base here, thanks to shale deposits here in the U.S., is so enormous, but also their political risks, their currency risks are much lower here. So that is why we're seeing big companies coming back into Texas, into the Permian Basin. It's been a remarkable turnaround. So, but to go back, yes, of course, price matters. Price will always matter in terms of what kind of level of economic activity you're going to have. But no question, the amount of capital and the trend toward multinational companies coming into the U.S., Statoil buying Brigham Resources here in North Dakota, an incredible turn of events.
Norway-owned oil and gas company, Statoil, so a state-owned oil company buying something to learn about the Bakken and shale play was pretty amazing. You know, the amazing thing is obviously we're watching the price of oil, but the price of natural gas is unbelievable. So much so that cheap energy on manufacturing plants like the one announced yesterday, I asked the folks from Badlands yesterday, base prices for ethane and for the plastic that you're selling, how does this pencil out? They burned the mortgage in 2 years with a $4 billion investment.
Wow. Now that I hadn't heard. But when you look around the world at natural gas price advantage, the U.S. is second to no other country, with the exception of maybe Qatar. You look in Australia, natural gas is twice as expensive as it is here in the U.S. In the EU, three times as expensive. In Japan, about four times as expensive. So this is attracting industry. It's attracting capital, and I think it's going to continue to do so.
Bring manufacturing back.
Bring manufacturing.
Bring down the price of everything.
Well, and I calculate that this is saving the American consumers at least $200 million a day. We're talking about $70 billion a year in terms of lower natural gas prices today versus the predominant price through much of the last decade.
Thanks for setting the table for us for this wonderful event to where we can learn today, and thanks for doing what you do at the Manhattan Institute.
Thanks, Dave, Scott.
Robert Bryce from the Manhattan Institute, the keynote speaker at the Great Plains of Power and the Energy Conference at Bismarck State College and the National Energy Center of Excellence today. I'm not sure if we've figured out exactly what's going on with the technical issues, Todd, but I'm happy to talk into the cell phone. Work for a lot of years for a lot of people, right? I mean, I'll
exactly.
Even get a party line if I need to, you know what I mean? I should travel with one of those red party line phones, you know. They're
the hot phone. Yeah, exactly.
Did you have a party line growing up?
My great-grandparents did. I remember being a kid and getting really confused because we'd have to wait for the ring that was their ring, and I never understood. It's like, well, the phone's ringing. No, well, that's not their ring. I'm like, well, you know, because growing up in inner city Minneapolis, we didn't have that, but in Mitchell, Iowa, population 80, yeah, they had that.
Same deal that we had. So we lived in the big city of Montevideo, so we had Northwestern Bell. We were big time, right? I mean, you press zero and got an operator that was down the street. But whenever I would visit my I remember very well Taunton, Minnesota, my aunt and uncle, Hank and Marie Stokes, they had the red party line phone, and it, same deal. I had to learn the rings because I was just a little dumb kid, and I'm grabbing the phone all the time. Hello?
I know, see? Me too, like, oh, same way. The phone's ringing, why am I not answering? Oh, it's not her ring. What?
Yeah, well, see, that's the DNA in a talk show. The phone rings, you answer it. I mean, that's what we're here for.
Exactly.
Very, very, very young. Anyway, short break, back with more from BSC. What's on your mind? Is the question about the energy news of late. 800-228-0550 to let us know. Let's talk about it today.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's that time of year, the season of falling temperatures, snow-covered peaks, and blanket of white. But with the vibrant colors and latest styles of great brands like the North Face, Patagonia, Burton, Spyder, and Obermeyer, winter fashion is a wonderland. And you'll find all this season's best looks waiting for you at Scheels. So let it snow.
Scheels, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Ben Snurdly is not allowed to take vacations, Todd. Can you mark that down in the company handbook? All future conversations have been, all future vacations, rather, by Sven Snurdly have hereby been canceled. So Randy got thrown to the fire. When you call today, 800-228-0550, you're talking to Randy. So Randy's sitting in today in our world headquarters. We should probably explain you know, how this show works. So, for instance, I'm at BSC today, right? And yesterday I was at the state capitol, right? Tomorrow I'll actually be off, but Thursday and Friday I'll be up at Stanton, North Dakota, okay? And so when I hook up, our signal goes down to the Twin Cities so that it can be fed to all of the radio stations that take What's on Your Mind. So down there, when you call, you're actually calling a local number, but it rings down there, and we hook up down there. So that's where Randy is. Todd is always in the mothership of 550K Fire in Bismarck, usually on East Rosser. And so when you hear Todd, more often than not, he's there, and I'm just everywhere, right? So
right.
And then Chris is my producer, and Chris bases in Fargo, so he's in Fargo. And I'm everywhere but Fargo. So anyway, we're all in a lot of different places. So that maybe will explain a little
bit. And the further we get you from Chris, the better, it seems like, sometimes.
Well, he's my little brother, so we tend to kind of spar a little bit.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly how things should operate.
Sibling rivalry. Boy, Christmas at your place must be so much fun.
Yeah, we just don't talk about anything related to work. Exactly right. Anyway, 21 past the hour, we are at the Great Plains Empower Indy Energy Conference at Bismarck State College today. I do want to thank the folks from BSC for hosting us here today, as well as our fine sponsors that I'll mention in a minute here as well. And we're going to chat with the president of Bismarck State College, David Clark. And in fact, maybe I could, hey, Ron, here's actually the guy that that runs the state of North Dakota. The chief of staff to our fine governor, Ron Rauschenberger. Would you like to, and I don't know, we're going to have a little later on in the program today, Governor Sarah Palin, who was up in Williston yesterday. So I'm up in Williston yesterday, Ron, and Sarah Palin says to me, where's Ron Rauschenberger? And I said, well, you know, he works for the busiest governor on the face of the earth, so he can't be everywhere. You know, she said something about you and Apple Martinis and an NGA event or something. So you obviously have a bond with Governor Palin.
I actually did get to meet her very early on in her governorship in Alaska. She was at an event at a resort in California, which was hosted by Arnold Schwarzenegger at the time.
Oh, my gosh.
Governor Schwarzenegger.
I can't imagine the media coverage of that event.
I'm dating myself back, but all the Republican governors were there. I was there with then-Governor John Hoeven and did get to meet her and a staff member.
Well, you made an impression, is what I'm telling you.
No. We had a good time. She was delightful. She was delightful, and she was a brand-new governor, probably only in office several months, and we had a very nice visit and had things in common. Marathon Oil and some people were there, and we talked about Alaska and North Dakota, and the oil was just getting up and running here.
She was gushing about North Dakota.
Yeah.
Just absolutely gushing. And, of course, the folks at Williston Trinity Christian School, what a wonderful night for them to be able to attract that level of talent. 1,000 people. Williston State College, it was a wonderful night. So,
You know, energy is a big part of our state economy. Also, I'm just thrilled with what's going on in the eastern part of the state also.
It is. Every corner.
When you look at everything going on, it's phenomenal. Grand Forks to Fargo to Wahpeton. Bobcat is up and running strong. So we're very, very happy. And I think you'll probably see some things out in the very near future, too. Bismarck has another nice project coming up. And so we just couldn't
You
be
could
happier.
Tell us, but you'd have to kill us.
But it's a business climate.
Stay tuned. It is.
It's a business climate, and it's been a friendly climate here in North Dakota. And we do things fair, firm, but we also don't hold people up. We try to get it done in a good, fair, and firm way, and I think it's paying off in North Dakota.
It's working.
It's great to have grandchildren and high school students and college students stay at home and get great jobs.
It's fun. Thank you, Ron.
Mm-hmm.
Just want to pass on those greetings from Governor Palin.
Yeah, she's great.
Would
Thank
you do
you.
Me a big, big favor, since I'm tied to the microphone? President Clark, David Clark from BSC is supposed to be here. And we were having some technical issues, so I told him to go back in and listen. Would you tell him to come on out?
Sure.
All right, so he's going to join us next, and then somebody that Ron knows, Ryan Rauschenberger, will join us, the state tax commissioner. Great news last week to know Ryan's back on the job. Looking forward to he's here as well as about every elected leader in the state. Right now there's actually a session going on called The Big Picture in State and National Energy Policy. Governor Dalrymple, Senator Hoeven, Senator Heitkamp, Congressman Kramer, all on the stage, and Niles Hushka from KLJ is moderating it, and they're talking about our abundance of natural resources. They're talking about the money in the bank. They're talking access to lawmakers that is unheard of in other states. And you have right here a good example of the state's top leaders responding to questions that have come from the group here about how they're working together for a sustainable economically sound and responsible path forward in energy development. So that's why folks like Ryan Rauschenberger are here and others as well, all of our state leaders really, to be part of this conversation. And again, you got to think about this from the perspective of potential investors. They see that and think, are you kidding me? I can come here and on one stage, I've got, all of your congressional delegation, your governor. I've got the tax commissioner over here. I've got the ag commissioner over here. I have the attorney general over here. I've got everybody I need. It's pretty amazing. And what's really amazing is Bismarck State College and the National Energy Center of Excellence are hosting it all. And the interim president, Dave Clark, with us. Mr. Clark, how are you?
I'm very good, Scott. Thank you.
Nice to see you. Another good day for BSC.
It is. It's always exciting when you can have industry representatives here on campus, as well as the congressional delegation and leaders of the state.
Wasn't that long ago we were here with two cabinet secretaries, which doesn't happen very often, right? And that,
That's
of course,
right.
attracted all these members of the congressional delegation, and you had two members of the president's cabinet, energy and transportation secretary, at that energy quadrennial review event here. Tell us a little bit about what's happening at the National Energy Center of Excellence to attract all this talent.
Well, we've had long-term success with the delivery of energy technology programs here at BSC. It really started in the 70s, many years ago, with the development of the utility power generation industry. Obviously, back then, they were attracted to the large lignite deposits as a supply for fuel for electrical generation units. And we started our programs for technicians and operators for the electrical generation industry. So that's how it started.
You're training their people.
We're training our people.
You make sure they have a workforce.
That's right.
And highly skilled and ready to go once they hit the job site.
Highly skilled. And if you ever have the opportunity to tour our National Energy Center of Excellence, you'll get some idea of the lab components and the classroom components that our students have access to here. It truly is state-of-the-art, and so we're just very appreciative of all the support we've received from the state, from the federal government, from the legislature, and business and industry, so that we're able to do this, and as a result, our students are successful.
Well, we have about a half minute left, but I want to ask you about yesterday's announcement of a $4 billion plant.
Correct.
That takes ethane and puts it into plastic products. Do you see a future for BSC training folks for that plant?
Absolutely. We have programs that will fit the need there. Instrumentation and control will be a high-demand program for that facility. We have our process plant technology program, which gets into manufacturing applications and operations, and so they'll certainly be a fit for our students with that. And, in fact, we're going to be meeting with those folks later today.
Fascinating. Well, President Clark, thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you, Scott.
Appreciate it, and congratulations on another great event.
Thank you.
Looking forward to it, and it continues all day long. Still time to join the festivities. The first event, as I mentioned, with the congressional delegation up now. They'll do a little media avail after, and then they're all going to stop by and say hi as well. So you'll hear from them. Busy day today. We want to hear from you, too, at 800-228-0550. Give us a ring.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA, helping us feel better. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. Look for the red, white, and blue at PetroServe USA and fill up. The folks that are connecting North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields to fuel Main Street, those are the folks. I've been using a lot of E85 lately, and it pencils out, folks. I got a big tank in that Ford F-150 from S&S Motors out in Watford City. I don't like paying $120 to fill it up, so I use E85. Comes in at about $75, and I've tracked it. I'm saving money. Plus, I'm taking care of my farmer friends, too, so I love it. There's also E15, that choice only available now at PetroServe USA. Another great thing about PetroServe USA, I'm always on the go. I love a quick, fast, hot meal. This is a great deal. The 4 for $4 every day. Hot stuff, personal pan pizza, two cookies, and a 20-ounce drink or a coffee, your choice. Fill up and feel better at PetroServe USA. Look for the red, white, and blue all across our listening area. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. And tell them Scott sent you.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
We're back at 28 before the top of the hour at Bismarck State College today, and the Great Plains and Power Indy Energy Conference is on. It's who's who of energy in North Dakota, and a lot going on here, which is why we're here with our roving microphones to find the state's newsmakers and get an update on what's happening. Ryan Rauschenberger, state tax commissioner, is here. As I mentioned earlier, about every state elected leader is here, federal and state official. And we had great news last week that we announced on the program that Ryan was back on the job. Ryan, it's good to see you. How are you?
Well, I'm great. Thanks for having me on. Glad to be here.
Absolutely. So you've been through a bit of an ordeal. But it's not an ordeal that probably most families in North Dakota, and for that matter, all the United States, can point to some example of it. And I know a lot of folks have been rooting for you. So just tell us a little bit about the ride.
Well, you know, I'm back on the job. I made the decision to go into treatment last month, and I feel better than ever. Campaign's up and going. We have TV ads going, newspaper, radio. Feeling great. It's really busy time at the office, and as you know, you were at the announcement yesterday. It's a busy time in North Dakota. Things are going really well. $4 billion new plastics plant coming up in North Dakota, a project that I've been working on for a long time, promoting our tax climate, and that's why I'm so glad to be back in office, back to work, and promoting our tax climate.
Well, I know it's such a busy time in North Dakota that, I want to just finish on the fact that you are back and what you've been through a little bit. I think a lesser man might have said, you know, I got to put this off, right? I'm just going to kind of put this off. You obviously took a step away, went to one of the best treatment facilities on the planet Earth down in Hazleton, the Twin Cities, and just went off the grid in the middle of a campaign. Not easy to do, and yet you did it for all the right reasons. So, you know, was it tough to make that decision?
Well, you know, it isn't. There's never a good time to make that decision, but I felt that it was the time to do it, and it was one of the best decisions I've ever made. That decision along with friends and family. Went to treatment, got some of the best help possible in the country, as you mentioned, and feel better than ever. And like you mentioned, there isn't a family that hasn't had some exposure to this disease. And it's I want to reach out, and I have been reaching out to a lot of people that and advocate for them to get help as well, because, like I said, there's no good time. And, you know, it was during the election, but I felt it was the time to do it. Be healthy. I feel great. Back at the office, and it's
there's some things that shouldn't be political, and unfortunately that became quite political. Was that hard, or did you just not even pay attention to it?
Well, you know, it's up to my opponent and others to make an issue out of whatever they choose, and if that's what they want to focus on, the fact that I've voluntarily went in went into treatment on my own accord. I've never been arrested. I've never been charged with anything. I just decided this is the time to do it. Get healthy, and if that's the issue, that they can make that the issue. But I'm focused on tax administration, working with the legislature, the governor, to put forward sound tax policy, and that's one reason why we're here at the Empower North Dakota Energy Conference. you know, talk about the climate in North Dakota and how well the economy is doing.
Absolutely. You know, I think people forget sometimes how much time you spent there, right? So as deputy commissioner and your skill set. So before we talk about the specifics on the table in the last couple of days, just remind me and refresh our the memory of our audience as far as, you know, the state tax commissioner position that you're in, that you're running for a four-year term, what's led to this point?
Well, you know, I've been the deputy tax commissioner for 4.5 years before Governor Dalrymple appointed me the tax commissioner effective January 1 of this year. And before that, I worked with the, interestingly enough, we're at the energy conference, I worked with the Commerce Department on energy development. I was the manager of energy development. That was pre-Bakken. So I've had the opportunity now in three different positions in state government to see North Dakota truly blossom economically. When you look at, you know, Bakken renewables, traditional coal, oil, all of the different energy types, I've worked on most of the major projects that have gone forward in the state and have been very fortunate to do so. And I want to continue to do that as tax commissioner. That's one of the reasons why I'm running, why I sought out the appointment to be tax commissioner. And it's one of the most enjoyable things that I've been able to do is work on economic development and importantly, the energy industry.
So let's talk. Let's talk about an example there. Yesterday, you mentioned the Badlands NGL plant, and I don't know. You know, it's in my view, it's almost impossible to overstate the significance of this decision. For one, you know, I see a couple things, and I want to see if you agree or disagree. You know, a lot of things are on the table, right, and are on whiteboards and are ideas, and you hear, we're exploring this option, we're looking at this idea, da-da-da-da-da, but about 10% of them actually happen, right? So this one's happened. So that in and of itself is a pretty big deal. Second of all, just the sheer size of it, that you've never had a private equity project of this size ever, $4 billion, a lot of money. And I also, the third thing, love the fact that a lot of the money came from North Dakotans, you know, and they raised, I think, 80% of the money and the funds that they needed here. But the most important thing that I hope folks really back away from sort of the day-to-day buzz and the headlines about is that I really see this as a whole another sector that can drive North Dakota's economy. So you've obviously always had the oil, before that the ag, right, and you know a certain element of other things that are certainly happening in different pockets. But this on a manufacturing level brings us a whole another leg to the stool, doesn't it, Ryan?
Absolutely, and you know it's value added. It's taking a resource that we have an abundance of natural gas, adding value to it here in North Dakota and making sure that wealth from producing the polyethylene products, the plastics products from this $4 billion plant, that wealth will be here in North Dakota. It's 500 full-time, good-paying jobs. So that's after construction. Those are the full-time jobs. And on top of that, in Bismarck, they're planning on having some of their more office-type jobs, too. So we're talking about jobs across the state, in the western part of the state. And it's huge. We're one of the it's one of the largest private equity investments, and it's great that it's coming from North Dakotans. It just goes to show that this is a long-term play in the Bakken. This is going to be an industry that we've looked at for a long time. I'd worked at the Commerce Department on Energy Development, and everybody knows Lynn Helms. We've been talking about a plastics plant for years.
Yeah.
I remember back in 2008, 2009, we said, you know, when this Bakken takes off, we need a plastics plant right here in North Dakota to bring more value, primary sector businesses here, and develop it here. Why pipe it out of state? Why not, just like a refinery idea, just like MDU building the diesel topping plant, refine it here, add value here, and then take that refined product and sell it in-state or out-of-state, and same thing here with the plastics. Develop it here, create the good-paying jobs, increase the income tax base. You know, the expanding economy, that's why we've been lowering income taxes, but we've seen such an expansion in the income tax base because we have more people here, more people working and paying into the system. That's why we don't need to raise taxes in North Dakota, because we're expanding the economy through economic development. And that's just a perfect example of that.
Talk about how you, as a tax commissioner, help a project like that. And what's the role of the tax department, the tax commissioner, in getting a project like that from concept to reality?
Well, and that's one thing that a lot of people probably don't know about the office, is that I work very closely with the Commerce Department and the governor's office, along with Bank of North Dakota, Job Service of North Dakota. Whenever the Commerce Department is looking at recruiting or working with a business that's looking to either come here or expand, We sit around the table, whether it's the heads of all the agencies, we're accessible. We'll sit around the table and talk about our business climate, our workforce, our tax climate. And when they hear that, they seriously consider North Dakota, just like this project. They've said they're not quite sure where this plastics plant will be in North Dakota, but they know it'll be in North Dakota.
So it's a comfort level by sharing the data.
Absolutely.
And just laying out the case.
Yep.
I guess one case you could call that an advocate. You're just telling the facts.
Yep.
You're just laying out the numbers and saying, look at our economy. Does this make sense for your company? I guess,
basically,
right?
What we're doing is we're showing them the fact that we've lowered taxes, corporate income taxes by 20%, individual income taxes by 38% since 2009, property tax relief. We have incentives on the books that make us one of the best states to start a business, start a new business or expand an existing business, and that's attractive for this type of a project. And you couple that with the abundance of natural gas, it's the perfect spot to have this plant. We're right in the middle of the North America. We can rail out these products all over to manufacturing, easily and accessible with our expanded rail opportunities, and we're the perfect state for this.
Before we let you go, I know that you're about ready to crunch the numbers on the second quarter. Give me a snapshot of the economy and how are we looking. What are the numbers going to show today?
Well, later this morning, we're actually going to be sending out a news release that shows that taxable sales and purchases in North Dakota in the second quarter of 2014 were up 11.35% over 2013. And that is actually one of the best quarters we've had in 2 years. We had unprecedented growth in 2011 and 12. We had 30 and 40% growth in those quarters, so we're maintaining that growth and continuing double-digit growth on top of it. It's amazing.
Wait a minute. Bring me back in that.
Yeah.
So I got to understand that. So you're saying when you talk about 11% over, it's 11% over a number that was 30% higher than the year prior.
Right. So, 2011 to 2011, we were, 2011 to 2010, we were up about 30%. 2011 to 2012, we're up another 30, 40%. And now we're growing. We maintained in 13, and then we're growing another 11.35% this year. And we had a great, when you think about it, we had a good weather. There were some spells of moisture out west. A lot of that impacts taxable sales and purchases, but with the oil production. But oil production, that sector was up 18% in the quarter alone. So you can just see that retail is up, which is basically our barometer of consumer confidence. That was up over 7%. That's our kind of, we call our steady Eddie, our cash cow. And that is up. That shows that North Dakotans are expecting to continue to make a solid income and more income in the future. So that's a huge indicator of consumer confidence. So we're the economy is doing very, very well.
East, west, north, south, how about in that regard?
Really across the state, as I mentioned, the sector that was up the most was oil and production. But that wasn't surprising, because last year we did have a little bit of a dip because of some of the weather that we had early in the summer. We had a lot of roads that had to close, so you couldn't get out into the fields and production. So that really did boost those numbers. So strong western numbers, but we were still up in the central and the eastern part of the state. So it just goes to show that across the state, our diverse economy, we have increased economic activity.
Less than a minute left, but any areas where we need some extra attention? Any areas that are, in a report like that, when you're up 30, and then 11, and continuing that growth, it's hard to find something that's a negative. But where is our challenge?
Well, one challenge, still, I think we have some more room to do some property tax relief. My proposal going into this next session is to increase the state-paid property tax relief credit because we still have some concerns and complaints about the level of property tax that is being paid in the state. We've done a lot since 2009. We've seen those property tax bills go down. But in addition, I've proposed an expansion of the homestead property tax credit, which is targeted at those that are 65 and older and lower incomes, so they can stay in their home and have a reduced property tax bill. And I've proposed doubling that yet again. Since last session, the legislature and the governor expanded it last session. I'm proposing expanding it again. So a two-prong property tax approach targeted towards those 65 and older, and a broad-based additional property tax relief credit.
Interesting. Look forward to learning more about those plans during the campaign. Meanwhile, congratulations on successful completion of the program and being back on the job, Ryan. Everybody's rooting for you.
Thanks, Scott.
Take care. Ryan Rauschenberger, State Tax Commissioner, our guest on the program. More from Bismarck State College coming up. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to be hosting a number of international trade teams this fall. These teams consist of the top wholesalers, traders, and buyers of U.S. soybeans from Southeast Asia. A primary goal of these visits is to build and expand relationships between these trade industry leaders and North Dakota soybean farmers. Hosting these trade teams provides the ideal opportunity to showcase the quality of North Dakota soybeans and the producers who grow them. Because of the relationships that are developed through these trade team visits, the buyers know that our soybeans are of good quality and produced by people they know and trust. They consider this factor when making purchasing decisions. Increasing demand for soy in overseas markets continues to be a high priority for the North Dakota Soybean Council. For more information about our international marketing efforts, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Clean never sleeps. Not at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Stanley, North Dakota on the truck bypass just south of the Pinnacle there. Megan's on the phone. What does 24/7 service mean for truckers, Megan?
Yeah, absolutely. We are open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Our shortest wait times are during the evenings, anytime after 8 p.m. and anytime before 8 a.m. is the best time to come and get your truck washed.
All right, so no waiting, 24/7, no appointments necessary. Just come on in and they'll get you in line at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
My favorite thing in the whole world is hearing a mallard hen in the background at sunup on a cold, clear day. Hunting with your dog, to me, is half of being out there. That's what they live for. Most waterfowlers would say that it isn't about shooting, it's about tricking them. I want the customer to know that I truly want them to have a successful hunt. I'm Wayne Salem, and I'm one of the waterfowl experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
It is a busy edition of What's on Your Mind today. We're at Bismarck State College for the Great Plains and Power ND Energy Conference. And this is an event that's evolved over the years. Senator Dorgan started a technology conference a number of years ago. It sort of evolved for Senator Hovind into an energy conference. And now the congressional delegation just comes together along with the governor and puts on an event so everybody can come to one place. And it works out well to have a lot of very robust discussions about what's happening. So that's why we're at BSC today. Niall Susskind just chaired the panel on the big picture in North Dakota and national energy policy with Governor Dalrymple. Senators Hovind, Heitkamp, Congressman Kramer, we'll get a recap on that in just a moment. moment. But first, we have to find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers today, courtesy of our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Sarah, a farmer on a mission and co-owner of the Wilson Farm in Jamestown, wants to talk about advocacy tips for agriculture during a busy election season. Sarah, tell us more.
There are four R's to help us advocate for agriculture this election season. Number one, be ready. Build relationships with your elected officials and candidates. Also, Farm Bureau and our grassroots network is a great way to stay informed. Number two, be real. You can't speak for all farms, but you can speak for yours. Facts combined with personal experience will support your position. Number three, reach. We are all involved in groups where we can share our experiences. Use social media to extend your reach and connect with people outside of agriculture. And number four, be relentless. Issues that affect agriculture will continue to emerge. Show up for every vote. Future generations are depending on us.
Wow, Sarah, you got me motivated there. Those are four great R's and great timing as well. Sarah, thanks. And find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers at ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. Bringing ag home. Niles Hushka from KLJ is here, fresh off chairing that panel with the congressional delegation, Governor Dalrymple. Niles, nice to see you again.
Good to see you, Scott.
What's your headline on the first session of the day?
Outstanding. I mean, we brought together the full delegation. I think it was interesting forum. It's the first time we hosted something like this where they all had the opportunity to address a series of questions that were submitted by the audience in advance. Some great questions and generally focused on some things that make North Dakota important.
Judging from the questions that come from an informed audience, where's the biggest area of concern right now?
I think there's a number of them that came out. There's, of course, some large concerns about the EPA taking jurisdiction over every water that there is. And it was some great commentary from the senators, and even the governor, with regards to the overstepping of that particular action and the effects it could have not only on North Dakota's energy industry, but more particular on every landowner in the state. So I think they've got some great resolution coming, and I think that we got a good delegation to lead that.
You know, it seems to me that we can't dismiss these challenges, and they're significant because obviously the EPA holds a lot of power and could really shut this down. On the other hand, the momentum that's here really suggests that, you know, look, you're going to fight some battles, probably in courts even, over who has regulatory jurisdiction and everything else. And meanwhile, that train is just going to keep moving down the track, isn't it? Given the amount of things that are happening right now, I mean, is there any that can slow this momentum?
No, it was very interesting. I mean, they were talking about the best thing you can do right now is to send your comments in, to get your comments to either one of the senators' offices or the Congressman Kramer's. They'll push those comments forward, get them to the governor's office. Just let the Congress know that we're against the overstepping that's occurring right now with regards to our water. And there's some very well-defined rules and regulations that we've all worked within the waters of the United States, and they should stay that way.
So beyond the things that we can't control at the federal level, other than, as you say, just getting involved and commenting, and by the way, that's worked. We've seen examples where the EPA had planned things, and the comment period actually caused them to take a step back. Now, it doesn't mean they aren't trying to find another way, but that participation is very important versus throwing your hands up. How about in the state? How about at the state level, controlling what we can control here? What can we do better? What came out of the conference in that regard?
I think today's conference was very interesting with regards to the governor's current policy concerning enhanced energy and those new things that are coming online. I mean, first of all, we had the fertilizer plants announced, which were interesting, to the tune of almost $6 billion. And now yesterday we have the announcement of the ethane plant, which, by the way, is probably the most critical piece of infrastructure to enable continued harvesting of our oil. We're starting to see pipeline issues with regards to pushing all the product out, and there's a large content of ethane in all of our NGL liquid stream and gas stream that's coming out. So now we have an announcement that we're going to spend, a company's going to spend $4 billion to take ethane, crack it into ethylene, and then make it into plastic pellets. And the interesting thing about that component is now we've got cheap, reliable supply of plastic pellets in state, which in a low-cost energy regime, which should mean that we should be able to move into new plastics industries and all types of what could be considered value-added energy.
it's almost impossible to get your mind around what that means. I mean, I see that whole announcement yesterday on that manufacturing piece as a result of the access to cheap, affordable energy here as another leg in our very robust stool right now. It adds a whole other leg, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, when you look at $10 billion being spent in the state of North Dakota for projects announced on enhanced energy, that level of spending coupled with the amount of money that's being poured in from the oil and gas industry and then our great robust farming economy means that we've got a heck of a state.
We sure do. A lot going on. Niles, thanks for sharing a little bit of that with our audience today, and look forward to many conversations about all the great things going on in North Dakota over the coming months and years. Thanks.
Thank you.
Niles Hushka, president of KLJ, a great organization doing a lot of good work and making sure that the data, the numbers are in front of folks on what this all means. So fascinating conversation. By the way, I want to thank our friends from High Plains Apache today for bringing you today's program. HighPlainsApache.com, a great resource, whether it's used sprayers or find out more about that ET Ag Center with 50,000 of the most popular name brand items in the application industry. Stop and see them in Mandan or in Fargo, actually Frontier, or online at HighPlainsApache.com. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
NESA Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesset on the booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal. But I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal, and to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about NESID Consulting Service, go to NESIDconsulting.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. While my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials, commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.